human, I live in a body made of flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet. When the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die, while you're alive, where am I? When I die,
Shanti. I am the heart of purity, where souls are crowned in royalty. The double crown of light they wear, of virtues and of truth laid bare. The earth here whispers, rich and deep, of secrets ancient in its keep, where rivers flow with peace so vast. And memories of Brahma's past. I am Madhavan, the blessed land where souls unite by Bab Dada's hand, a sacred place of pure delight. Bathe in divine eternal light. The fragrance here is tireless grace, a boundless love in every space. To will live within my shelter's bound is to hear the Father's sacred sound. Those who dwell here, strong and pure, in thoughts and deeds, they must endure. They walk in Father's steps each day. On Srimad's path, they find their way. Pilgrims come from far and wide, their burdens lightened, spirits high with every step. They feel the glow of Bab Dada's blessing as they go. I am Madhavan, a beacon light bright, guiding souls to the Father's light. A mountain tall, untouched by dust, in God's embrace they place their trust. So come, O souls, and know your worth. In this great land, your second birth. To live in me is fortune's grace in Madhavan, God's holy place. Today's Murli focuses on the divinity of this place, the divinity of this land of fact, God's divine activity. Baba has used many adjectives to glorify Madhavan. Even devotees come here and they take the soil from Madhavan and think of themselves very fortunate So how much greater the fortune of those who stay here, who are the inmates of Madhuvan. Those who come here think of themselves as fortunate. So what about those who stay here permanently? So many such things are discussed inwardly. Baba is glorifying Madhuvan. Baba is glorifying the resident of Madhuvan. But at the same time, he is reminding by giving myriads of examples. Just as you stay on a top place, so your thoughts should also be like that. When you are in a place of height, you also have greater responsibilities. So along with describing the glories of Madhuvan and the glories of Madhuvan Nivasis, Baba is focusing on duties of the residents. And what is the duty? Baba said, you are having dual protection. First, the boundaries of Madhuvan is your protection. And the second, the boundaries of Srimad is your protection. So this is the double shield you are carrying. This is the land of purity. This is the great land. This is the great pilgrimage place. This is a top spot. This is the land of divine character. This is the land of divine activities of God. This is the land of karma, of Brahma. This is the greatest pilgrimage place. So on one side, there is a joy, there is happiness of getting so many gifts as lift. So many lifts as gift. There's a feeling of pride, joy, happiness, all emotions mingled together. Then there is duty also. With great power comes great responsibility. You remember the Spider-Man? With great power comes great responsibility. So your thoughts, your words, your actions, your connections and your relationships, everything should be like the Father. Do this checking. First check and then accept. This checking is the machinery. This practice is the machinery. Baba also gave example of kings. They would not eat anything unless and until it is checked, doubly checked, tasted by their servants or subordinates. Thought is the food of the intellect. Words is the food of your mouth. Actions is the food of your hands and your legs. First check, see, and then allow, and then accept. Acceptance should come after checking, not the other way around. I am staying at such an elevated place, so my thoughts should be elevated. Baba also talked about 36 divine virtues. If you are getting 36 varieties of food, delicious food, but if you don't have these 36 virtues, then you are not entitled to have that sumptuous dish. So this way, the Murli is exploring what is Madhuvan, what is the glory of Madhuvan, who are Madhuvan Nivasis, who are the inmates of Madhuvan, what is the glory, what is the greatness of those residents, what are the duties of those residents, what they should do, what they should not do, what sort of checkings they should have. Thought, word and deed tracker. Some visualization exercises. And so on and so forth. But the question is, all this should not become remain an effort. Everything should come effortlessly. And that will come only when there is inner awakening. This will come only with that self-awareness. Once the self-awareness comes, everything will fall in place. Your thoughts, your words, your actions, your connections, your relationships, you don't have to make effort. They will be in tune with the divine. They will sync with the divinity. Even rather than self-checking, this should arise from inner silence, from self-realization. The deeper that realization, the deeper the inner awareness, the deeper the inner awakening, automatically everything will come. You don't have to think, should I speak or should I not speak? Should I establish a rapport with this person or not? What should be my connections? What should be my relationships? What should be my actions? What should be my words? What should be my thoughts? How long you're going to go on checking? Just as the train has a route, the train doesn't think, oh, which route I should go? Platform 1, platform 2, or platform 3. The train is never confused. The route is already there. Srimat is the route. Just put the mind on that route, on that track. And the train of living will follow. So it's a question of inner awakening. It's a question of inner enlightenment. But there is always a confusion about the definition of the enlightenment and the definition of the enlightened persons. The more you read about enlightenment, you will find various definitions. And the enlightened persons of this planet Earth are often misunderstood because this Earth is inhabited by those people who are slaves. So how can slaves understand the king? The enlightened person is the king, is the boss, is the master, is the freedom incarnate. So when an enlightened person enters an avatar, he becomes a danger to the society. His words are terror. He is a danger to the ego of the society. So they kill him. They crucify him. They abuse him. They poison him. They put him behind the bars. They try to stifle his voice. The greatest definition of enlightenment is freedom. You are free. You are flexible. You touch the inner resilience, flexibility. There was a young guy who was born in a Jewish family, Jews. He purchased a motorcycle, but his father said, first you should ask the religious teacher, Dharmaguru, Rabbi, whether you should ride a motorcycle or not, whether it comes in the rules or not. So he goes to the rabbi. Rabbi is a religious teacher, Dharma Guru. And this rabbi is an orthodox man. Old traditions, old methods. So this young boy asked the rabbi, Master, I have purchased a motorcycle. Should I ride it? And I need your blessings. That blessings is called Barucha in Jewish. So will you give me Barucha? Means blessings. So Rabbi said, what is motorcycle? He is not aware of it. Because he only knows texts, spirituality, spiritual test, synagogues, and books of and the things of the book. So the young boy explains, this is motorcycle. And the orthodox rabbi says, this is not allowed. It's not written in books, the spiritual text. It is sin. You should immediately throw it away. But the young boy wants to ride it. And he's not happy with this opinion. He thinks of taking a second opinion. Just as patients keep on going from doctor to doctor for second opinion. So he goes to a little conservative rabbi who is wearing a little modern clothes, not that gown like that orthodox one. So he goes and asks that conservative rabbi, should I ride a motorcycle? The conservative rabbi says, what is motorcycle? The young man explains. Then he says, see, I think though it is not mentioned in our books, but your conscience is the last guide. So you act according to your conscience. The boy is not happy. He thinks I should go to some modern religious guru. So he goes to a modern religious guru. And this guru is wearing t-shirt and jeans and himself riding a bike. And he asks, should I ride a motorcycle, master? The master says, yes, of course, why not? You should. Can you give me some prayer or some blessing, Barucha? And the master says, what is Barucha? So on one side is the orthodox person. And on the other side, the modernity. The modern has become so modern that he has forgotten all the things of the spirituality. And the spiritual has become so spiritual that they have become almost fastidious. Bigot, suffering from that fanaticism, with that limited vision, with that tunnel vision, they cannot think of anything else. The path is the middle path. To strike a balance, the pendulum should stop in between. Here. The pendulum has a habit to go on this side or the right side. When it goes to the right, it gathers the pendulum momentum to move towards the left. To strike a balance. I'm like this. In everything. Extremities are to be avoided. Whether it is food, whether it is anything. Clothes, anything. And then, through that balance, the blessings come. Baba said, Madhuban Nivasis are blessed, doubly blessed. They don't have to think of what to purchase, what to buy. They get everything on the platter. People come to meet them. They don't have to go and meet others. All their wants, all their desires get fulfilled. They have all the attainments. God comes to meet them and they have the ample opportunity to meet the Father. So, whenever there are opportunities and whenever there is a fortune, there are also duties. So, this practice, checking yourself, what tasks can be created. Baba also said, you can have a picnic of elevated experiences. So, you visualize a picnic of elevated experiences. Think that you are in Madhuban, doing some activity, some seva, in some department, no matter in which corner of the world you are, because Madhuban is not just a geographical place. Madhuban is home without walls. Madhuban is the fragrance. Madhuban is the presence. So visualize yourself doing activities, attending classes, attending Murli class, moving around, talking with people, sitting in meditation, doing yoga, leading the yoga, umpteen activities you are doing. Visualize. That visualization will give you power. This is first thing. And the second, think of one or two special qualities of Madhuban residents that you admire and aspire to embody them in your own life. You can write a short essay or work, something like that. Connect with the Madhuban spirit through collective reflection. Om Shanti.